We're running towards $500 million in debt, in government debt, in this country. The interest on our debt is well over $1 billion a month, and both parties are spending up. I want to thank you for the letters that you write when you tell me, rather flatteringly, that I make complicated things simple. I'll tell you what, this today has been a struggle, but please listen up, because if this isn't the greatest swindle that you've ever known, my name's not Alan Jones. And the reason there's no debate about this is the issue is complicated, and so the money, billions of dollars, is just being thrown up against a foreign ownership wall. I'm talking about wind turbines, wind power, renewable energy, and renewable energy certificates. Just forget for a moment the fact that farmers are bought off initially by the wind turbine industry to shove these things up. And of course, the wind turbine industry can offer farmers buckets of money because they're just making a fortune out of this. Forget it also, because I won't do this today, the demonstrable and drastic health consequences of all of this. But of course, where people are paid to have the wind turbines on their property, they then have to sign letters which basically prevent them from saying anything on the basis that, well, you've been adequately compensated, so that has bought your silence. Shut up. We're paying this mob, the wind industry, for every turbine that they stick up. Sorry, you're paying them. You're paying them. Foreigners, you're paying. That's why I want you to listen. The impact of some of these things, wind turbines, is such that people can't open their windows because of the noise at night. They can't entertain outside because of the noise. They can't sleep. They suffer nausea, headaches, and, of course, they can't sell. Farmers who've accepted the money in good faith, believing that this alternative energy was good for the country, they swallowed the story, are now saying they'd never, ever do it again, and that no wind farm anyway should be built within 20 kilometres of a property. And farmers are telling me, and they're writing to me, the properties are totally reduced in value, some of them useless. But if the wind turbine mob pay the farmer money, the farmer must waive his right to speak publicly, so it's difficult to get information. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about renewable energy certificates. The figures are mind-blowing. One politician who's done phenomenal work and got almost no credit for this is the outstanding West Australian Liberal Senator Chris Back. I'm sure that most Australians know five-eighths of nothing about this. But when you hear the figures, your brain will explode because it's your money. And Chris Back is on the line. Chris, good morning, and thank you for taking this call at a ridiculous hour in Perth.
Yeah, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Can I just get to the renewable energy thing in a moment, but I know you've also made very significant comments about debt. And, you know, we've got a wind farm commissioner who's not worth two bob because he's in bed with the wind industry, and I say that advisedly, and I've got letters to prove it, the consequences of living on these damned farms. But on debt, you made a very valid point. We're paying $1.2 billion a month in interest when the cash rate's less than 2%. What the hell's going to happen to us as a nation if interest rates double or triple?
Alan, people need to understand exactly what that $1.2 billion is. In Perth, we're just completing the construction of a new children's hospital. That's $1.2 billion. So 1 month of interest would have paid for that. So every month we're denying the opportunity of another children's hospital somewhere around the place. In the terms, if you put it in terms of primary schools, Alan, it's a new primary school every 8 hours, 7 days a week, is the $40 million a day, which makes up the $1.2 billion interest. So we're denying ourselves three new primary schools a day, 7 days a week, and the list is endless. And, Alan, we're borrowing that money offshore, not to repay the debt. We're borrowing it offshore to simply pay the interest on the debt. And as you quite rightly say, interest rates at the moment, they're official rate's 1.75. Imagine it doubled. And until such time as we can actually get that debt interest rate down, we're not going to be able to put money back into the economy, as indeed Peter Costello, as he said to me once when I paid down the $96 billion of Paul Keating's debt, Chris, he said I had $5 billion a year to put straight back into the Australian economy. Well, that $5 billion a year is now close to $15 billion a year, Alan, and if people aren't worried about it, they jolly well should be.
So this bloke, I'm saying to my listeners, there are about 31 Guernseys given out for ministers, assistant ministers, and whatever. This bloke doesn't get a Guernsey. These are the voices we have to hear in an election campaign. $40 million a day, a new primary school every 8 hours. Let's just go to these renewable energy certificates. No one knows a thing about them. Paid to wind power outfits. Keeping it simple. Let's just go through procedures. Okay, the wind farm operator gets a license to build a wind farm, and he doesn't pay anything for that. Away you go. And there aren't too many criteria. He doesn't have to answer any health issues. He doesn't have to answer environmental issues, farming issues, problems for the community, none of that stuff, because he's going to generate alternatives to coal-fired power. So then the retailer, by law, Chris, has obligated to buy electricity. Now, this is where the guts of it. So for every megawatt of electricity bought from that generator, a renewable energy certificate is issued. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, it is, Alan.
Righto.
That's
just keep this simple. So, okay, the bloke's out there building the stuff. Now, why have China and Qatar and everyone built these wind turbines? All foreign outfits. So a renewable energy certificate is issued for every megawatt that's generated, and the retailer has to buy this stuff.
Every megawatt hour, that's right.
Megawatt hour.
The Parliament
has to buy it because that's the law. Now,
he must buy it.
Must buy it. How much for the retailer?
At the moment, the cost, well, it depends. If he enters into what's called a power purchase agreement, Alan, he might be paying up to about $112 per megawatt hour.
For one certificate.
And he gets he then receives a certificate back because
right.
That's what the government gives the wind farm
okay.
operator.
Now,
that's worth about $82.
Now, so why should the renewable certificate be worth anything? Who sets the value of this certificate?
Well, the market does, and that's the interesting thing about it, Alan. Earlier this year, each certificate was worth about $35. It's now up to about $82. And it'll go to about 92, 93, and I can explain why, if you like. And the reason is that there's an Act of Parliament that requires the retailer, the person who generates the baseload power, requires him to actually purchase what's called mandated target every year, which he's got to buy from the renewable operator, from the wind farm operator. And, Alan, for every megawatt hour that he falls short of that, he's fined by the Australian government,
right.
tune of $65.
Okay.
Why the 93? Simply because a fine, as you know, when you speed, you can't claim the tax on a fine, Alan. So with company rate of 30%, the 65 ends up costing 92.
That's it.
And that's why renewable energy certificates will go to 92.
Righto. So let's keep it simple. The retailer, by law, because we're hooked up on this climate change hoax, we've demonised coal-fired power. We do export the coal to China so they can have cheap electricity, but that coal-fired power can't be used here. We've got to have this stuff, wind power. And the retailer must buy these certificates. You don't need a PhD to know that the retailer then will pass that on to the consumer, correct?
Absolutely, yeah, that's correct. He passes it on to the consumer at the $92, so he puts his own wholesale price, about $30 a megawatt hour. He puts the 92 on top and the consumer ends up paying for it, Alan.
There you are.
But that's what's also happening is that the big retailers at the moment, they're tending to not surrender, as the term is, because
yeah.
they surrender them back to the renewable energy, to the regulator. So a lot of the companies are holding millions of them
yeah.
at the moment.
Hoping the price goes up.
About 33 million of these certificates are being held in the market.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them, you know, in fact, the banks are in there.
Yeah, everyone's in there. Everyone's in there. Let's just go back, Chris, because you sometimes know too much here. I'm just trying to keep it for my listeners out here. So on these certificates, is about the Clean Energy Regulator said at that Senate inquiry, and you cross-examined these people, about 160 million of these have been issued. Now, at $82, that's about over $13 billion, which potentially could be passed on to the consumer.
Well, they will be part
they will
of the
be.
Consumer.
Now, you asked Frontier Economics, who appeared before the Senate inquiry, quote,
yep.
who actually pays for the large-scale renewable energy subsidy? And the answer was from not you, Senator Back, from Frontier Economics, the customer.
That's right, the consumer.
The consumer answered that. Now, there are currently 82 wind farms accredited under the Renewable Energy Electricity Act. 2,077 wind turbines, this came out in the inquiry,
yep.
and with a total installed capacity of 4,180 megawatts, but the Liberal government, the coalition government, forget about Shortman, these people, they want 50% renewable energy. The target is 33,000 gigawatt hours in 4 years' time.
Yep, that's correct.
So they'll need more wind turbines, another 2,000 wind turbines, right? So each of these, the Clean Energy Regulator, told you, didn't he, that each of these is subsidised, to take just a rule of thumb, each of these turbines subsidised by the people listening to us, the consumer, $600,000 per year.
Not bad as you can get it, Alan, is it?
Unbelievable. $600,000 per year, and this will go right up until 2031. These are foreign-owned wind turbine companies.
And if, in the event Mr. Shorten wins the election next week, he's jumping up to 50% renewables, which will add about $700 per annum to the cost of an average consumer's electricity bill. And we'd be looking at about 10,000 new. In fact, Alan, the cold, hard reality is the country, the technology's not around.
Yeah.
But whether it's in wind or solar,
correct,
or whatever.
But the point of the reason I'm talking to you is this is a gigantic tax on everyone who uses electricity. A gigantic, enormous tax. Now, you had a Senate committee for this purpose. It was to report on August 3 last year. It did. And the government has responded by law, required by law to respond to the recommendations of the Senate inquiry within 3 months. The Turnbull government hasn't responded to any of these recommendations, none of them. And you heard evidence. I think there were 500 submissions, hundreds of witnesses, experts from the UK, the USA, Canada, New Zealand, everybody, everywhere, submissions written in French and Danish and German and so on. And the government has virtually abandoned the consumer and not responded to the concerns expressed by that Senate committee. And you wanted a Productivity Commission inquiry, didn't you not, into how the cost of all of this to the consumer and the impact on electricity prices. You haven't got it.
That's the most critically important recommendation, Alan, and whether we win on next Saturday or not, whether or not I retain my spot in the Senate. I may not, of course, but if I do...
What number are you in WA?
Sorry?
What number are you on the Senate ticket?
I'm number five.
See, this bloke's number five on the Senate ticket. The public would want him number one. The public would want him number one. But you see, if we marginalise Chris Back, this troublesome senator won't be raising all these issues and reminding electricity users they're being taxed to the eyeballs. This is being borne by the consumer. Now, you have also cited, have you not, in South Australia, where they've gone mad on this renewable stuff. They've closed coal-fired power stations, and the wholesale price there, this came out, not Chris Back, this is at the Senate inquiry, $100 a megawatt hour for electricity over there, Victoria 45, New South Wales 50 to 52, Queensland $60 a megawatt hour. So when you buy all these renewable energy certificates, it's passed on to the consumer and the cost goes through the roof.
Alan, South Australia is a good model for the rest of Australia. If people are really wondering or doubtful what's going on, you're quite right. The spot price in South Australia is now twice Victoria. The Premier of South Australia is now rushing to actually get a high-tension power cable back from Yallourn where they produce coal-fired power so he can keep the lights on in South Australia. Only the other day... I predicted the South Australian price would have to go up by $200 per consumer. And indeed, within a day of making that prediction, one of the two big retailers has put it up about 12%, about $230 per annum, and the other one slightly less than that. So,
and have said, this is beyond our control. This is what they say, this is beyond our control, because the law says this stuff, these certificates must be purchased. Chris, I'm going to go and I'll leave my listeners with one thing. Your select committee recommended recommendation number 14, that the government direct the Productivity Commission to conduct research into the impact of wind power electricity generation on electricity prices. They have ignored the Senate recommendation. I've got to go. I'll talk to you again.
I certainly hope that recommendation is picked up, Alan, and thanks for your time.
Not at all, Senator Chris Back.